This video tutorial shows an example of how to take polarized beam data and reduce it to its four individual cross-sections. To get started, from the Macros menu, choose Load Polarization Reduction. This loads in both the Sans Reduction macros and the Polarization Reduction macros. To get started, pick the data path as usual. Polarization reduction steps are listed in the macros menu. There are four steps, and to reduce data, you will need to step through these one by one in order, starting with the fundamental cell parameters. It'll ask you if you'd like to use the default parameters. Say yes. And what it shows you is for each of the polarization cells listed here, the wavelength they are used, and the parameters of the cell, including their errors. If you would like to add more cells, you can do so, or adjust the parameters. If you adjust the parameters, you must click Update Parameters to write these to the experiment. If you do change any parameters by manually entering new values or adding new cells, it's a good idea to save the state. This will write out a file to your local disk with these new parameters. And then, if you need to, you can restore the state, and this will load in this set of parameters so that you don't have to retype things in. At any point from any of these panels, if you need help, you can click on the question mark icon somewhere on the panel, and that will bring up the help file with, again, detailed instructions of what each of the buttons do and how to proceed. In general, when you take a set of polarized beam data, you'll have a large number of data files. It is best practice to set up a spreadsheet or a table somehow with all the run numbers. In this case, it's been done here. So for the cell parameters, cell names, the information, and what they're used for, it's comment for you. And then for the later panels, when you determine the cell decay, for each of these different cells, which will have different values, which run numbers to use, for determining the flipper states for, in this case, four different field conditions, and then for the polarization correction itself, what runs are the sample files and what runs are the empty cell files. And finally, to convert the data to absolute scale, there are run numbers for this as well. So it is in general the best practice to have this information on hand and sorted out before you start with the reduction. So to get started, I'll add two cells, the June 17 and June 18 cells. And you simply click Add Cell and then type in the new values. And these values are 5 angstroms. And for the second cell, the June 18 cell, 5 angstroms. And finally, since I've entered new parameters, I'd like to save the state so I can restore it later. And I can use the default value and then save it to where the data is actually located. And at this point, it's also probably a good idea to save the entire experiment as well in the same location. So that's all that needs to be done for the first parameter, first set of parameters in the fundamental cell parameter window.